Todd Bell, Scott Miles will have the second half action for you right now. Gentlemen?
Follow up on Matt's comment there. Did say that four quarters of football, Panthers haven't really done that at all this year, Scott. And so they've got an opportunity here, four solid quarters today on the road. They can come away with another road victory.
Well, and I think it's going to be up to the defense here. You know, Northern Michigan behind here by three scores, and they're going to come out aggressive. They're going to get the opening kickoff here. And let's see if the defense can set the tone here at the start of the third quarter, get a punt, you know, and get the offense right back out onto the field.
You get a score right away in the second half, and up 31-7, you can do a lot of damage to this Northern Michigan team and kind of deflate them here at home.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, in that second quarter, the defense, really stepped up, played well. They held Northern to just 30 yards. ODU outgained Northern Michigan 150-30 in the second quarter. The Panthers had 9 first downs offensively. Northern managed just 1. Panthers dominated the time of possession, had the ball for over 10 minutes in that second period. And, again, we'll see if they can carry that out here to start the third quarter. Corey Cantini already a career high in receiving yards with a 152. Last week against Northwood, he had, I believe, 136 yards in the first half and then only had one catch in the second half for no gain. So we'll see if, you know, offensively, if they can kind of keep finding Corey and really continue to try to push the envelope. Don't just settle for this 17-point lead you have right now. Try to keep pushing offensively and try to build on this lead.
Just throw this out there, too. Anytime you're favored by 35 points in a game, it's not a trap game.
You're not a fan of the Illinois-Michigan commentary from the Beard?
No, the Beard has no idea what he's talking about. Not a big surprise.
We miss you, Matt. Well, I do. I don't know. I don't know about your broadcast, your normal broadcast partner, but.
Oh, Panthers decked out of the all-white will be kicking it to the Wildcats, dressed in their all-green here today. Justin Bonchek from our left will be kicking it to our right, and the usual suspect has been Walter Jackson on these kick returns. At 3 for 37 yards, Panthers have covered well. Jackson this time will field from his own 8, right on the hash mark, working his way to the left side. Now cuts to the outside again, where Trey McIntyre is there to make the tackle at the 25-yard line. Well done there by Trey McIntyre on special teams. Shea Brown, the quarterback, 14 for 18, 108 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. We'll bring this offense back out onto the field that mustered just 142 yards in the first half. They averaged 370 per game, but almost 400 a game here in the Superior Dome. First and 10 from the Wildcats, 26 to our right. They'll split Jake Mayon at wide receiver over here to the left, and they'll have four receivers off to the right-hand side. Brown on first down will throw it out to the right. Lewis will make the catch. 25, and he broke a tackle, 30, down the sideline, 40, and out of bounds right there. Man, they missed an obvious hold out there as well. And a nice little pickup by Geronta Lewis on first down.
Well, call holding in a GLIAC.
I know that. But that, well, in the open after a guy just picked up a bunch of yards, probably should have been called.
Yeah. Also interesting note, Panthers have had Cameron Moore in mostly here defensively. Saw Cameron Cole walk off late in the first, early in the second quarter, and haven't seen him out there defensively since.
Hand off Jake Mayon up the middle, and he'll try and work his way through a mess of linemen to the 45 and out to the 46-yard line. Going to pick up 4 on first down. And again, a host of Panthers out there defensively. They're starting here Hunter, Wesselhoff, Farmer, and Nick Isaacs on that defensive line. Second down and 6 coming up. Northern coming in with a record of 3-4. A won an overtime game, lost an overtime game in back-to-back weeks to start the season. Brown throws right, and that'll be caught by Paris Woods on the far sideline, right in front of Billy Akins at the ODU 43, and that's going to be a Northern Michigan first down.
Yeah, good timing play on that pass and catch to Woods on the outside. Panthers are bringing a blitz. Cameron Moore was about a second late from getting to Brown in the backfield.
First down and 10. Pitch over here to the near side will be caught by Julian Crum. Splits two defenders. McIntyre's got the jersey and brings him down at the 33. That'll be a pickup of 12 and another first down here for Northern.
Well, again, this is not what you wanted defensively here as they're letting Northern Michigan pick up some yardage in chunks, attacking the outsides of this Panther defense and having some success.
First down and 10 at the 32-yard line. Woods and Walter Jackson will be on the far side. Ekinlade will be the near receiver here for the Wildcats on first down, and we're going to get a false start against Northern Michigan.
That was Billy Akins cheating over from his corner spot, showed blitz, and I think that made Brown change his cadence a little bit and caused one of the offensive linemen to jump.
That sneaky Billy Akins. Well, you see that on occasion. We saw Marquise Tyus a couple of times in that Grand Valley game would sneak off the corner and line up right there on the line of scrimmage. Panthers, Coach Cummings will like to say that we don't do a lot defensively. We're pretty basic, but they're pretty good at what they do.
If you do it well, then if they ain't broke, don't fix it.
First and 15 now, back at the 37-yard line. As the Wildcats' first possession, third quarter, they trail at 24-7, and Shea Brown's got to call a timeout. That was bizarre. After the five-yard penalty, they changed their running back, and then Shea Brown looked dazed and confused, and he just turned around and said, we want a timeout here as the play clock was ready to expire. So the Wildcats will use an early third-quarter timeout.
Yeah, they subbed Aaron Harris in late, and what you have to do, and I think this is what caused that timeout, they ran Aaron Harris on. There was probably, maybe about 10 seconds or so, on 10 to 12 seconds on the play clock when they brought him in, and then the official stands over the ball, so that gives the defense a chance to match that substitution, and ODU didn't bring anybody else in, defensively, but now by that point, now the official's backing off the ball, and they only had a couple seconds left to snap it and force Brown to burn that timeout.
I'm surprised that there hasn't been more discussion. When you do that, now I know that the Panthers would really only have a certain amount of time to bring another player, but you're virtually telling a team that you cannot snap the football while the play clock is running. And it, to me, that is a little bit confusing
Sure, but,
or
yeah,
wrong.
But,
I get it. I know why they
right.
do it. It makes all the sense in the world, but at times that can kind of come back to haunt an offense a little bit. So it is first down and 15 as they're back to action. Brown throws high looking for Heaton, and it is incomplete. Mitch Heaton, who had a fumble early in the game after catching a pass on a very similar play, he just quit his route, and Brown ended up overthrowing him.
Yeah, he hit it right on the head there. It was a play-action fake, and Panthers were bringing an extra defender or two. Cameron Cole back into the game, was coming off the edge. And, Heaton and Brown just not on the same page there with where that route was supposed to go.
So second down and 15 from the 37-yard line here for the Wildcats. Going right to left, they will bring a man in motion. That's Geronta Lewis. So two receivers to either side. Fake it to Mayon. Brown pressured right away. Throws it over the middle, and Marquise Tyus had it go right off of the chest plate of his shoulder pads and fall incomplete as Lewis misread it. As he was supposed to stop, he didn't. And, boy, that was the easy interception for Mark, and he dropped it.
Yeah, Lewis and Brown 40 yards away from each other are pointing at each other like, what the heck were you doing? Well, what the heck were you doing? And Tyus recognized it, and fortunately it looked like Marquise was just kind of tumbling a little bit to the ground there and just couldn't quite wrap that ball up.
So a long third and 15 now coming up for the Wildcats. They need the 22 for a first down. Panthers showing only three down linemen. They bring two. They run a draw, and they run right into the blitzer, Cameron Cole. He hit him first, and Nick Isaacs was there, and a host of others coming over to make the stop. Brian Hunter, Farmer, all the linemen got involved. No gain, fourth and 15.
Well, we'll see here. Looks as though
punter's coming out.
Teams unit, yep, coming out. And
place kicker too.
Yeah, going to try a long field goal here.
So this will be a 54-yard try. Mentioned earlier, Tyler Blackburn has a 49-yarder, which is the third longest in the GLIAC this season. I think 51 is the longest in the conference. I'll double-check that here in a moment as Blackburn will settle in. The holder is the punter. Good snap, the hold. Kick is on the way. That's not even close. That is way off to the right and no good. Billy Akins was back there just in case. Had plenty of legs, but he missed it off to the right. And the Panthers get a stop, and it was that five-yard false start penalty that got him behind schedule.
Five-yard false start penalty, a couple of miscommunications between receiver and quarterback. And even on that field goal attempt, they didn't have enough men on the line of scrimmage. They ran an offensive lineman in late. They got that snap off with just 1 second on the play clock, and that might have also thrown off the rhythm of the kicker as well.
So it'll be first down and 10. Panthers will have it for the first time. 11:42 to play in the third, leading 24-7. And E.J. Colson on first down will be drugged down from behind right at the line of scrimmage. Jared Buskin will make the tackle out of Gladstone, Michigan. That is his fourth and a half tackle for loss on the year. And they got him at the line of scrimmage. So it'll be second down and 10 coming up for the Panthers.
Well, E.J. Colson was very busy in that first half. Had 12 rushing attempts, also caught three passes out of the backfield. Really the first time all season that ODU's kind of gone with a feature running back.
Second down, they fake it to Colson. Throw it over here to the near side for Aaron Stevens. He's over the 40 to the 43. Gain of six on the second down play. So third down mid-range coming up here for ODU.
Fourth catch for Stevens. That matches a career high. Also had four grabs against Grand Valley earlier this year.
So third down and four as David Turner will check in. Corey Contini and Colson. Well, you know, Colson's going to stay in the backfield. So it'll be Contini over here. Turner, Stanford, and H-back Aaron Stevens are tight to the line of scrimmage on the left. Third down and five. They're bringing the house. Grant's got time. Throws through the hands of Turner. Incomplete at the 47-yard line. He would have been short of the first down, even if he had hung on to the football. Grant had time, but Turner just didn't hang on. And a three and out for ODU. First time today.
Yeah, first time that Bonchek is going to have to come out and punt. If Grant maybe had another half second to throw that football, might have led to better success, but credit Northern Michigan. They weren't going to sit back. They really kind of pressed the action there, bringing in a couple extra defenders and forced Grant to rush that throw a little bit.
And the first punt of the day for Justin Bonchek, sending John Washington back to receive. Justin with a nice spiraling kick. Washington inside his 15 will field it. He eludes one Panther, now gets to the corner, and Ross Thompson makes a phenomenal special teams play downfield to make the tackle at the 21, because, Scott, I thought Washington had the corner and was going to have a big return.
Yeah, I think the first two men, the gunners for ODU, I thought probably anticipated a fair catch signal with that good deep punt high in the air. And he didn't call for the fair catch and was able to get around the first defender, and credit Ross Thompson. I didn't think Ross had the great angle on him, but was able to kind of corral him there right at the 20.
43-yard punt by Bonchek. And the return out to the 21-yard line will give the Wildcats the football for the second time this half. They still trail by 17. Shea Brown to the air. Fakes right, looks left. Nothing's available. Throws it out of bounds. Brian Hunter was just about ready to get in there from a defensive end position. And the Panthers, this is one thing, Scott, that ODU has been able to do this year is get pressure without having to bring some extra bodies. Now, they will at times, but knowing that you can rush four, get pressure on the quarterback, and send seven back in coverage, and that's what happens. Brown had nobody to throw to.
Absolutely. ODU coming into this game fourth in the league with 16 sacks, which I believe is more than they had all of last season. And, again, it hasn't been with a lot of having to bring extra defenders after the quarterback.
Second down and 10 now for Shea Brown and the Northern Michigan offense. He'll take the snap, quick throw out to the right, caught. Marquise Tyus quickly up there to make the tackle of Julian Crum. Made the catch out of Country Club Hills, Illinois. Probably rooting for the Fighting Illini in that game today,
right,
against Michigan.
Track
when
game.
This one is over. It's a trap game. It'll be third down and seven.
Country Club what?
Country Club Hills, no. Illinois.
What? And I was doing the Northern Michigan and ODU volleyball game last night, and they had a player from Beach Park, Illinois. These towns sound so lovely. I want to go visit some of these places.
I've been through Illinois when we went to Quincy last year, and I missed both of those towns. Third down and seven. Brown to throw. Panthers do blitz. Quick throw to the outside. Crum made the catch, but O'Shea Jackson was over there to make the tackle, and they're going to give him a very favorable spot right at the first down marker, and it's going to move the chains. Boy, O'Shea did a nice job getting over there. That was a pretty favorable spot, and it will move the chains in a first down.
Yeah, the problem, unfortunately, O'Shea swung them to the ground, but he swung them forward towards the chains, and I think that extra yard or so was what enabled them to get the first down.
So from the 31-yard line is where Northern Michigan will have it. They still trail 24-7, 9:18 to play here in the third quarter. Trey McIntyre off the corner was showing blitz. Brown steps up, perhaps changes the protection. And now everybody resets, and Brown on first down and 10 on a long count here with still 10 on the play clock. Well, now Brown back up to the line of scrimmage. Will finally take it and hands it off to Harris, moving off to the right, and Cameron Moore falling down as he was being held will make the tackle. Play came out to the 37, a gain of 6. But another one right out in the middle of the open field there, and holding penalty is going to move it back 10 here against the Wildcats. I'm going to guess that Noah Harrington is going to get called for this holding penalty because it wasn't long before somebody was running out there to replace him on the offensive line. I hear 15-yard penalty?
15-yard penalty, yeah. I didn't see the official signal, so it was either a face mask or a clipping call.
Could have been a chop block.
Yeah. Well, that was all caused by Trey McIntyre pre-snap.
Yeah,
I think he forced Northern to change that play twice, and he was still, I don't know, what do you think, about 10, 15 yards away from the line of scrimmage, just kind of dancing around, like a runner on second base dancing around.
All he did was take a couple of steps in, acting like he was coming off the corner, and he never was. So it's first and 25. Throw it out here to Harris. McIntyre in the open field makes the tackle at the 18-yard line. Maybe a gain of a yard. Geronta Lewis was out there, and he's still looking for the man to block because McIntyre ran right past him and made the tackle.
I'm still waiting for Northern to throw that counter punch and throw the ball deep, but they're not even sending any receivers deep on any of these routes, and ODU can just, you know, the DBs and linebackers can just fly right up to the line of scrimmage.
Second down and 23. Shea Brown takes the snap, rolls to his right. Looking downfield, throws late. Ekinlade makes the catch. 30 out to the 35 and down at the 36-yard line. That'll be a gain of 13 for Michael Ekinlade. And he'll be short of the first down by about 5 yards here with third down coming up.
That was a good job that Brown was able to buy a little time rolling to his right. And eventually the coverage finally broke down for ODU defensively. Did a good job in the defensive backfield initially, but Ekinlade finally able to shake free and get some pretty good yardage there and make this third and manageable.
They'll need to get to the 41-yard line for a first down. They'll bunch three receivers left. Brown looking that way. Fake pumps now throws. Caught. Lewis 40, 45. And down at the 48-yard line, Trey McIntyre was an eyelash away from knocking that ball down and having it be incomplete. But as it is, it's a first down. And they dig out of a first and 25 hole.
Yeah, and again, all set up on that nice about 18, 20-yard play there on the second down completion. That's what able to really keep this drive alive.
So first down and 10 at their own 48-yard line. Brown will take the snap, hands it to Jake Mayon, runs off to the right side, 50-45, made a nice move. 35 of ODU cuts back at the 30. Tyus grabs a hold of him, and they finally are able to bring down Jake Mayon at the 23-yard line. That is a huge play, and really the first time they've been able to do anything positively on offense.
Yeah, they ran right into where ODU was bringing a blitz. I think it was Dimmerling that they were sending, and Mayon made one move in the backfield that made Dimmerling miss, and was also able to get around Cameron Moore.
First down and 10, swing it out here near side. It is caught there in a nice move out in the open field. Walter Jackson will finally make his way out of bounds near the 16-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 9 on first down. Walter Jackson, sophomore. He came in with 20 catches and still looking for his first score. Will pick up big yardage there. Second down play coming up. Panthers still lead 24-7. Now Jake Mayon will switch to the right-hand side of senior quarterback Shea Brown. Long count again as he hand signals to the far side of receivers. Now he looks that way. Throws to the outside boundary. Paris Woods will make the catch as he was able to keep his toes in bounds at the 12. Long throw to pick up 4 yards, but it will be a first down.
Exactly. He threw that ball about 35 yards to get a 4-yard completion right on the sideline, and That ball was hanging up there for a while. I was hoping that Akins was going to be able to make a break on that and might have had a chance to pick it off, but did get to Woods in time, and Northern Michigan here threatening.
Well, Brown's been here a while. He owns four career, two-season passing records here at Northern Michigan. Threw 30 touchdowns a year ago. First down and 10. Handed off Jake Mahon. Nice cut back to the left. Makes his way to the 5-yard line. It'll be a run of 12. Who does Jake Mahon remind you of?
Mike Knopfinger.
For that same number from West Branch, Michigan, Mike Knopfinger. And a gain of 7 or 8 on that first down run for Jake Mahon. I wonder if Jake Mahon is as tough as nails as Mike Knopfinger was. Now this time they will put Aaron Harris to take the direct snap. The quarterback, Shea Brown, is over here to the near side. On second down and 2 from the 4-yard line, Harris will roll right, throws to the back of the end zone for Heaton, and it's incomplete. Harris does have a passing touchdown this season. He was 1 for 1 for a 69-yard passing touchdown before that incompletion. So they tried to cross the Panthers up. He overshoots Heaton. It'll be third down and 2.
And didn't need 69, only needed about 4 on that one. And
Heaton was open. He just overshot him.
Yep.
That's hard to do. He's 6'6".
Right. Kind of rushed that throw a little bit, too. I think he had a little bit more time than he thought, but running backs get a little anxious sometimes with that play.
So it'll be third down and 2 from the 4-yard line. Mahon to the right of Shea Brown, who takes the snap, gives it to him, stutter steps in the hole. They got a hold of him. He's able to get out of it, but he's only going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Forward progress will have him about a half a yard short of the first down. It'll be fourth down for the Wildcats, and boy, essentially, they've got to go for it here. In theory, you kick the field goal, you get points, you're still down just 2 scores, but with 4:40 to go in the third, if they don't get a touchdown here, I don't think they've got a chance.
Yeah, bringing in some tight ends here on this formation.
Up in Colin Waters.
Yep, subbing out some of the smaller wide receivers. Still plenty of time on the play clock.
Jake Mahon will be out there at the running back. But two receivers over here to the near side. Those tight ends lined up on the right. Ball is essentially in the center of the field on fourth down and a yard. It is Mahon up the middle. He not only got the first down, but he's into the end zone for a Northern Michigan touchdown. On fourth down and less than a yard, Northern Michigan will convert for their second score of the day.
That's run play off the left side, and offensive line was able to get the push they needed, and you know, Mahon, virtually untouched, able to get through that hole for the score.
Tyler Blackburn out for the extra point. Kaczynski does the holding. Aaron Rochow, a sophomore, does the snapping for Northern Michigan. That part of the equation looks good. The extra point by Blackburn is also good. Timeout on the field, 4:10 left here in the third quarter. New score, it is now Ohio Dominican 24, Northern Michigan 14 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brent Ford back here at the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 studios. Check out the GLIAC scoreboard. Wayne State on top of Saginaw Valley 42-14 with 8 minutes to go in the game. Ferris State is on top of Lake Erie 35-3. Grand Valley State and Hillsdale has kicked off, but no score late in the first quarter. 4:40 to play. And again, Piffin now with the lead on Finley 9-3 at halftime. Back to Todd Scott.
I even tried to make that Hillsdale-Grand Valley game a trap game today, and you poo-pooed that.
I think Grand Valley is better than Hillsdale.
Well, so do I, but that could be a trap. Blackburn kicks it away, end over end. Boy, he's got quite a leg, and David Turner, who had the kickoff return for a score last week, is not going to get a chance this week, I don't believe, as the Panthers will have it at the 25.
the thin air of the Superior Dome, I think, helping out here. What altitude are we at?
I don't know. Does North count as high? I don't know. 13 play drives, 79 yards, and 607. That has been the best possession of the day for Northern Michigan.
Yeah, Wildcats here in this second half, 134 yards of offense so far in their first two offensive possessions. They had just 142 at halftime. Panthers, meanwhile, went three and out on their first drive of the half and have just 5 yards offensively here to show for it.
You do know if Illinois wins that game today that we will never hear the end of that.
Right. It'll be 2046. It'll be Alderson Broaddus and Matt Natale will be talking about that game.
First and 10 from the 25, and a pitch over here to the near side, and Dar Stanford has the catch at the 30. So a nice, safe little 5 yards for Dar Stanford. Had a couple of receptions in the first half, and three, in fact, for 24 yards. We'll pick up six here on first down. All right, now the Panthers, what, a couple of possessions here in the second half, haven't really done anything. Now they've got to get a little drive here together, specifically a couple of first downs to keep the defense on the sidelines to get a rest. Second down from the 30, and it's Colson. Nice move up the middle, stays on his feet. He broke a tackle. He's to midfield. One man trying to get him, tripped him from behind and snipered him down at the 35-yard line. Boy, that was one heck of a touchdown-saving tackle by Austin McCarthy, who then came off the field holding the arm and shoulder in which he made the tackle with, or E.J. Colson would have gone the distance.
I think that's the longest running play for ODU this season, and that was all Colson. I mean, that should have been only about a 3 or 4 yard pickup. Was able to keep his balance, stay on his feet, and was an eyelash away from breaking that.
First down and 10. Justin Davis will spell Colson for the moment, and he's to the 30 yard line. So a gain of 4 on first down for Justin Davis. Quieter day today for the redshirt senior out of Detroit, playing in his 19th game with the Panthers. He'll stay out there and line up to the left. That was a 36-yard run, by the way, for E.J. Colson. And now Grant will take it to the left on 2nd and 7. Throws. David Turner caught it at the 25 of Northern Michigan. They will bring him down right there. And by they, I mean C.J. Washington. Short of the first down line to gain, it'll be 3rd and about 1 yard coming up for ODU.
That time rolling Grant out to his left side, the wide side of the field, and gave him a little bit more time, gave Turner a little bit more space to operate.
3rd down and 1 yard. Colson back out there. Turner and Stanford are right. Contini is manned up on the left. They'll hand it to Colson, stretching to the left-hand side. It'll dive forward for a first down. It wasn't easy. Northern Michigan did a nice job of stretching that play out, but Colson dove forward. 1st and 10 Panthers from the 23.
That reminded me a lot of, that's something that Brandon Schoen would do all the time. They'd run that sweep play to the outside, and he always knew where that stick was, and, you know, did such a great job of always just kind of just lunging forward and, you know, just getting the yardage needed for the first down.
First down from the 23, empty backfield. Russell, quick throw, wide receiver screen. Contini, 20, slips forward to the 16-yard line. And that'll be a pickup of 7 on first down. Brandon would take that stretch hand off, and you're right. Sometimes he would just dive and get the first time. Sometimes he would get to that sideline boundary and then just keep running.
Yep.
I think he went for about 88 yards here in this building.
85.
Back in 2013, as Grant Russell on a QB draw will take it and get close to a first down. That was a game that he had 141 yards rushing, and he kind of came up lame on that touchdown run, didn't play, and then Mark Nichols went off for 157 in that same game.
Yeah, I think he had some hamstring problems, I want to say, Brandon did that year, and I think that might have been the last play that he played in that game was that touchdown
run. I think he was. First down and 10 Panthers now at the 23-yard line, or beg your pardon, the 12-yard line, leading by a score of 24-14. Russell on a long count will take it. He'll give it to Colson, sweeping right, tries to cut up field where there was nothing available, and he maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. Jared Muskin again made the tackle right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be 2nd down coming up now for ODU and 10 yards to go.
Yeah, I'm not sure if, you know, the run play wasn't designed to be out there or what, but they just, you know, Tyler Edwards Frick, the right guard, was out there blocking, but there, that was it.
Yeah.
And then there was about four green jerseys there waiting for Colson.
Second down and 10 now for ODU. 39 seconds to go in the third. Grant looking to his right with time. Surveys back to the left. Caught a late block. Now he'll scramble to his right. Thought about dumping it to the back of the end zone and will just now run out of bounds inside the 10 to the 8. He had Aaron Stevens kind of floating around back there with what would have been his third touchdown of the day. But a wise decision by Grant Russell, who a couple of times this year, Scott, has forced things when not necessary and given the ball back to the other team.
Grant really wanted to throw that football at some point. Early on, I think if he tucked it and ran left, he would have gotten down inside the 5-yard line, might have even had a touchdown, but kept his eyes downfield and was trying to find somebody open in the end zone, but ultimately did make the smart decision, didn't try to force a throw, and that will close out this third quarter.
When we come back, the Panthers will have third down and 5 at the Northern 7-yard line. Three quarters in the books. It's Ohio Dominican 24, Northern Michigan 14. Fourth quarter action from the Superior Dome in Marquette coming up after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.com. EDU.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG AM 820, Columbus.
Ford Matt Natale is back in the studios of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And the Panthers are going to have a third down and 5 from the 7-yard line coming up here as we get set to start this fourth quarter, leading 24-14. Two receivers left, one right is David Turner, as the Panthers will have E.J. Colson line up to the left of Grant Russell. Grant will roll over here to the near side. He is looking, throws, and Dar Stanford on the ground will make the catch at the 2-yard line. It will be enough for an ODU first down. A little better throw, and it's 6 points, but as it is, the Panthers will have first and goal.
That's a tough throw for Grant. Again, rolling out to his left, kind of throwing across his body. Great job by Dar, running his route, getting to that first down yardage, and securing that catch.
So first down and goal. E.J. Colson will line up behind Grant Russell. Football at the 2-yard line. Grant will take it, gives to Colson, head down, straight through the middle, walks into the end zone for an ODU touchdown. So on the second play of the fourth quarter, E.J. Colson, his second rushing touchdown of the season, and the Panthers answer that Northern Michigan score.
Yeah, that was a huge response drive there by ODU offensively. Colson really kind of got things started. He had that 36-yard run that kind of, I think, jolted this offense back awake after halftime. Panthers had run just 12 plays on offense in that third period, and they were able to finish off this drive. Good third down conversion inside the 10 as well to set up that Colson touchdown run.
Justin Boncheck out for the point after. Ernst puts it down, and Justin kicks it through. 4:40 to play here in our fourth quarter. New score, Ohio Dominican now leads Northern Michigan 31-14 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
You know what makes me happy? Football. You know what else makes me happy? Buffalo Wild Wing Happy Hour. Not only can you catch up on the latest news and fantasy pickups, but you can choose from their awesome discounted menu. For just $4, you can score shareables like street tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, or roasted garlic mushrooms. Before, it was my favorite place for football. Now it's just my favorite place. Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morris and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brent Ford back here at the studios with a GLIAC scoreboard update. Ferris State is leading Lake Erie in the third quarter 35-3 in a game that has gone final. Wayne State beats Saginaw Valley 42-14. Todd and Scott.
I'm a looking forward to that challenge that Wayne State is going to pose, Scott, because they have scored a lot of points. They've got the best rushing offense in the GLIAC, and they're going to be going smack dab into a Panther defense that has been pretty darn good against the run this year. That'll be a fun Week 10 matchup.
Absolutely, and it's been a few years since we've seen them, so add that little wrinkle to it as well.
31-14, Panthers lead here. Justin Bonchek has the ball teed up, and he will send it downfield where it'll be Walter Jackson from his 7. Up the numbers to the 20, cuts back 25-30 to this near sideline 35, flips back to his left, and from behind is brought down out at the 43-yard line by Alessio Amato. And a great return by Jackson will give Northern Michigan good field position.
Yeah, Jackson never seemed like he was quite up to full speed. This was kind of darting in between blockers there, and very nice job on the return, and it's going to be great field position to start off for Northern Michigan.
Amato, another one of those Blue Devils from Zanesville that the Panthers just keep pilfering left and right every year. First and 10 from the 44-yard line for Northern Michigan, trailing it by 17 points. And Shea Brown to throw on first down, fakes left, throws down the middle of the field. He's got Jackson at the 30, ahead to the 25. Trey McIntyre will make the tackle. Scott's been wanting them to throw the ball downfield, and they finally did.
Well, I'm glad they finally listened to me. Yeah, they pump faked on the swing pass outside, and Jackson was able to find a little sliver of room there, and Marquise Tyus a little bit slow to get up here for ODU. Notice that he kind of limped off earlier, I think on that last drive. So hopefully nothing too serious here for Marquise.
He was the first to hit Jackson, and then Trey finished him off. Marquise had a forced fumble in the first quarter that was a pretty key play at the time. Panthers were up 7-0, got the football, went down and scored to go up 14-0. Marquise able to walk off the field under his own power. And Northern Michigan on one play, they've taken it all the way to the Panther 27-yard line. That was a 29-yard pass completion from Brown to Jackson. First down and 10. Less than a minute into our fourth quarter. Panthers are blitzing. Brown, quick throw to the left, caught by Paris Woods, and then knocked out of bounds by Billy Akins at the 20. So a gain of 7 on the play. Woods is the big play guy. He's the one that you would expect to be going deep downfield. Not only does he average 26 yards a catch, he's got the longest pass reception in the conference this year of 92 yards, but he has not been their big play target, at least deep downfield today. Gain of 7, second down and 3. They set up a screen to Woods, and he dropped the ball at the 22-yard line because Billy Akins, who does that so well, read it right past the blocker, and he hit Woods just as the ball got there.
Well, that's the biggest part about defending this passing game from Northern Michigan is that first guy has to beat the blocker. And when that happens, things like this are the result. And Akins was there and didn't even give Woods really a chance to get a clean handle on it.
So it's third down and 3 now. Julian Crum comes in motion to the near side. They'll roll Brown this way. Look for Crum. It wasn't there. Now looks over the middle. Still nothing there. And we'll just throw it out of bounds. Panthers had Wesselhoff and Farmer, and also Cameron Cole was in the neighborhood applying pressure. And it'll be fourth down and 3. I thought he had Crum right away, Scott. He just chose not to throw it to him.
He did, yeah. And I think Crum, it would have been a big gain, but they only needed 3 yards. And I think Crum was a couple yards beyond the line to gain and just didn't see him.
So for Northern Michigan, fourth down and essentially the ball game, trailing here by 17 points with 13:33 to go. They've got to get a first down. They will need to get to the ODU 17 to move the chains. Fourth down from the 20. Brown, play action pass, looks to the corner of the end zone, and it is going to be incomplete, and there are no flags. Marquise Tyus got back out there on the field, and he was there for the coverage, and the Ohio Dominican defense will get a turnover on down as Geronta Lewis could not come up with that pass in the back corner.
Yeah, hard to tell. That's about as far away on the football field as we can get. Tyus, looked like there could have been some contact there, but again, just letting the two kind of battle their way through it. And interesting, in Northern Michigan going for the home run ball there for the touchdown when they only needed 3 yards.
Yep. And really wasn't even a short receiver available. Paris Woods did the short one, but he was blanketed. So ODU will take over on downs at their own 20-yard line. First down, 13:28 left in the fourth quarter, leading here 31-14. Panthers trying to get to 5-3 on the season. They would move to 4-1 on the road, winning four straight. E.J. Colson on first down, going to be tackled for a loss. Boy, the zone read just has not worked very well today for Ohio Dominican. Jalen Brooks, junior defensive end out of Mako, Michigan, will make a tackle of loss of 5 yards back to the 15-yard line.
Yeah, that one I think was on Grant because he had the ball in the belly of Colson, and the defensive end was crashing on Colson. I think if Grant keeps that one, he had a hole right up the middle for about 5 or 6 yards.
Second down and 15, Russell to the air. Nope, now he's going to look to run. Now scrambles and throws, and it's caught by Dar Stanford at the 27-yard line. Well, he's not very big, Dar at 5'10", but he was able to climb the ladder, hauled it in, then was knocked immediately out of bounds. That'll be a gain of 11. We'll set up third down and 4.
Yeah, that guy gets Grant over 300 yards passing, and he is now 26 of 29 in this game. That was a great throw because there was a linebacker that I didn't even see initially that kind of jumped up in front of Dar, nearly got a fingertip on it, and Grant was able to get it over the linebacker's head, and then in front of the DB, and a nice catch by Dar on the sideline.
Panthers on third down now will have to get to the 30-yard line. Mercier and Contini over here to the near side, Turner and Stanford right. Colson to the right of Grant Russell, who will throw on third and short. Slant route to Contini, and it's intercepted. That one went through the hands of Corey, and then was picked off on a rolling catch. And a turnover will give the ball back to Northern Michigan. Was that number 6 or 5?
5. That was Jalen Saunders. Yep. And he had Cantini pretty well blanketed, and Grant really just tried to force that one through in a very tight space and showing some confidence in his receiver that he could make that play. And that time, though, Saunders just won the battle against Cantini one-on-one there.
Yeah, it wasn't a poorly thrown ball, but it just ended up making its way into the breadbasket of Saunders. And so on first down, Northern with new life, play action by Brown. He'll go over the middle, and he's got a man and a touchdown. Julian Crum caught it at the 8-yard line, turned and walked into the end zone for a touchdown. 34-yard strike.
Yeah, that time he was matched up one-on-one with Trey McIntyre, who's in that hybrid star linebacker role, and Crum just a little bit too much speed for him there, made one move and ran right by him for the pretty easy touchdown.
Still 12:06 to go. And Blackburn to make it a 10-point game. Point after coming, good snap and hold. And the kick is good. Timeout on the field, 12:06 left, fourth quarter. It is now Ohio Dominican 31, Northern Michigan 20. Here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's, America's number one sandwich delivery, fast head speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Brent Ford back here at the St. Gabriel Studios, Ohio Dominican 31, Northern Michigan 20. A score update for you. Grand Valley State and Hillsdale in the second quarter are tied at 7. Ashland is on top of Kentucky Wesleyan 35-0. Let's go back out to Todd and Scott.
6 to play here in the fourth quarter at Northern Michigan, and the Wildcats have cut it back to a 10-point game now at 31-21. And that touchdown pass play for the Wildcats, Brown, comes right on the heels of the Panthers turnover. And now Tyler Blackburn has the ball teed up. He has done nothing but send it deep into the end zone. Would they try anything tricky here?
Panthers are looking for it.
And he'll do nothing but send one out of the end zone this time. So, Panthers will have it at the 25-yard line. And, Scott, they've got to move the football here, get a few first downs. Points would be nice, but not necessary. Just run some clock here at 12:06. But at the very least, they cannot go three and out.
Well, the three and out or the turnovers. And the turnovers have kind of been the story of this season for the Panthers. They are coming into today, I believe, minus four in the turnover margin, which was 10th in the league. And that's kind of been the bugaboo at times. And that kind of gave Northern Michigan new life here.
Here we go, Scott. Panthers less than 100 yards of offense here in the second half. After putting up 333 in the first half, on first down and 10, Russell on a quarterback draw. 25, 30 big yards, 35 and a first down out near the 39-yard line. That'll be 14 yards. Grant sold it with a fake pump to the right and then took off upfield.
Yeah, that pump fake just froze the Northern Michigan defense. And as you said, yeah, just opened up that middle. And a good job by the interior of that offensive line to get that path cleared for Grant.
First down and 10 from the 39. Colson comes in motion. Russell fakes it to him. Now Grant will step up and dump it off to Colson. 35 on this near side boundary. 40, 45 slung out of bounds at midfield. And that's going to be a gain of 11 for E.J. Colson. And, boy, that was well done by Grant Russell that time. He surveyed everybody, and then finally on his fourth check down, gave it to Colson.
And the pass protection from the offensive line has been superb. I mean, he's had all day. Now, his jersey's not going to be muddy. We're inside a dome with turf. But even if we were outside on grass, you know, he'd have a pretty clean jersey with the time he's had to throw the football.
Colson on a short run this time over midfield to the 48 of Northern Michigan. A little clock run here. Colson's going to check out of the lineup. Justin Davis will quickly run back in. 11 minutes to play here in the fourth. Panthers trying to make a three-day journey here to the Superior Dome. Well worth their time as Justin Davis will line up to the right-hand side of Grant Russell. Northern showing some blitz. Russell will take the snap. Rolls to his right. Throws over the middle to Stanford, 40 to the 39 and a first down. Gain of 9. Semi-dangerous pass that time by Grant Russell, kind of throwing back over the middle, but Star Stanford was standing there all by himself and another Panther first down.
And Northern Michigan was in a zone defense look, and Panthers ran David Turner deep to kind of take away some of the attention from Stanford, and he settled in underneath and made that catch.
From the 39 of Northern Michigan, first down and 10 out of a pistol formation. It'll be Justin Davis trying to make his way to the left and only got a yard. I feel like the stats are just wrong. That Northern Michigan, who was last against the rush and first against the pass, it has been completely opposite of that here today.
Yeah.
Panthers are throwing it all over the place and struggling to run. Now, again, running game has not been the Panthers' forte this year, 10th in the league, but still they've not been able to run at all here today. Second down and 9 for ODU. Russell with an empty backfield this time takes the snap, and we've got movement on ODU. I think the snap was a half second late.
I think it was. I think everybody else was moving, and ball just didn't quite get back to Grant in time.
So it'll be second down and 14 now for Ohio Dominican. 9:48 to play in the fourth quarter, leading 31-21. They scored the game's first points. They have not trailed. So the ball back to the 43-yard line. And the clock will now start. It'll be David Turner and Dar Stanford on the right, Aaron Stevens and Corey Contini over here on the left. Davis remains out there at running back for ODU. Grant Russell on second and 14 takes the snap. Shuffles and looks right for Stanford, who made the catch at the 35-yard line and was dropped immediately by C.J. Washington. That pass is a half second later. Washington knocks it down. It'll be third down and 5 now for ODU.
That's a heck of a catch by Dar, knowing that he's going to get hit. And, you know, he's been the primary target for Grant here in the second half. Corey Cantini with just one catch after halftime, and Dar gives him now 5 catches here in the second half.
From the 34, Panthers will need the 29-yard line. Russell takes it on third down, dumps it off to Colson, all kinds of real estate to the 30, 25, 20, broke that tackle, and he is gone. 34-yard touchdown reception, E.J. Colson.
They caught Northern Michigan in the blitz and snuck E.J. Colson out of the backfield. He had to make one man miss, and he did so. And that's 6 points for the Panthers. Huge, huge response after the turnover and the quick Northern Michigan score. And now back out to a 3-possession lead.
And the extra point coming up now for ODU with 8:51 to play in the fourth quarter. Justin Perfect on the day. Stevens will snap it. Austin Ertz puts it down, and Justin's extra point is good with 8:51 to play now in the fourth quarter, and a big answer for ODU. They've done that now a couple of times today. This one coming right after the quick strike by Northern Michigan, and the Panthers march down the field and score.
Well, that's absolutely it. ODU able to convert a couple of times on third downs, which were huge plays. And, again, just a great play call there, anticipating Northern Michigan was going to bring pressure because they've done that a few times already on third down plays earlier on. And Colson got out of the backfield and, again, really was just kind of a one-on-one situation for him. He definitely, at a minimum, was going to get the first down. And once he made that one-man miss, it was just off the races for the score.
Scott, first half of the season, the Panthers were mired in a scoring drought. The opponent might have had something to do with that, but against Michigan Tech, only 10 points. Against Saginaw Valley, 21 points. Against Grand Valley State, 21 points. But the last 3 weeks now, 45, 35, and 38 here today with still almost 9 minutes to go. The offense has, again, grown, gotten better as the season has gone along. And I'll tell you what, we're watching players like Corey Contini, Dar Stanford, David Turner, Jacob Mercier, E.J. Colson all grow up here in this, what their freshman, sophomore seasons for some of those. And confidence that Grant Russell has in that receiving core now has certainly grown as Boncheck's kickoff is away. Julian Crum will field it head high at the 10. Works his way to the far side, 15-20, up to the 25. Cameron Moore will collar him down at the 29-yard line. Will everybody stop looking for a flag? Well, I got coaches on my left yelling. I got you over here pointing at something.
Well, it's because Alessio Amato got tackled from behind. I mean,
it's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Keep the game moving. We're up 17. We got a 14-day trip coming up.
It would have been a great tackle if Amato had the football and was running that way, but I don't think you can just tackle somebody from behind.
Sure you can. First down from the 30. I saw nothing. Two receivers to either side for Shea Brown. Quick throw left in. Oh, Tyus gambled and Washer Jackson made the catch, and he's all the way out to the 50, to the 49-yard line. That'll be a gain of 21. Marquise thought he was going to jump that and pick it off, and as it is, it turns into a 21-yard play.
Yeah, Tyus was laying in wait. Again, that was another slow-developing play by Northern Michigan, and I don't know if Tyus was perhaps anticipating that receiver to maybe turn and start running deep, but boy, oh boy, that looks like that had pick-six written all over it.
Shea Brown play action, going to throw a deep one down the right side for Ekinlade, and it's incomplete, and Dwayne Gordon Jr. is going to get called here. And he is shocked. Boy, he just had inside position that time on Ekinlade, and they call the pass interference.
Well, I think that's the right call, and Gordon, instead of making a play after the football, that should have been an easy interception for Twain. Instead of making a play on the football, which was on the inside, instead he lowered his shoulder into the receiver and tried to kind of keep driving him further back to the outside of that route. Twain had it well defended and just didn't go after the football, went after the receiver instead.
So a 21-yard pass play, a 15-yard pass interference penalty, and all of a sudden Northern Michigan has the football at the Ohio Dominican 33-yard line with 8:09 to play in the fourth quarter and the Panthers leading by 17. Shea Brown on first down, play action, looks right, throws again. He's got a wide open Julian Crum and he dropped it at the 5-yard line. Gordon Jr. and Zimmerling got back there, but neither of them would have had a chance to make the tackle. Julian Crum, the ball just slightly underthrown. If he just stops and catches it, it's a touchdown. And instead, he just kept running and faded and had to go off his fingertips.
Well, I think that one's going to be on the quarterback because, I mean, Crum was running to the wide-open real estate
right
that he had, and Brown didn't lead him there. That should have been an easy touchdown pass, but Brown just throws it into the end zone.
Second down from the 33, and it's Mayon, and he'll run left and into a wall of Panthers at the 30. A gain of 3 for Jake Mayon. And we'll bring up a third down and 7, 4-down territory here for the Wildcats, trailing 38-21 with 7:50 to go. Mayon will check out. Aaron Harris will come back in for Northern Michigan. And they will have Lewis Jackson and, boy, a new body over here to the near side. And is Ryan Knight at wide receiver. Brown to throw on third down. Panthers coming. Isaac dove and missed him. Now Brown's got room to run or throw. He'll run 25, 20, and out of bounds He's got the first down by 5 yards. So we'll be first down and 10 for Northern Michigan. Nick Isaacs had a chance at him, dove, and came up empty.
Yeah, that's it right there. I mean, when Northern Michigan, it seems as though they've gotten these big plays, it's been a breakdown defensively by ODU, either a missed tackle or a missed coverage.
Now they'll bunch three receivers to the left, one over here to the near side. Brown looking, throw out to the left. Lewis caught it at the 22, gets off to the left 15, and a great tackle on the ground made by Gus Dimmerling. Lewis thought he had the corner, and Dimmerling from his knees was able to reach up and tackle him.
Yeah, they had ODU outnumbered there momentarily. Dimmerling was able to respond and get to the outside, kind of lost his footing. But did just enough to get a hold of the receiver and bring him down.
A little bit different turf. It's a shorter grass-type turf that they have here in the Superior Dome, and we were watching players slip all over the place for ODU in pregame. Brown, quick throw off to the left-hand side. Jackson caught it. Tyus couldn't bring him down, but Jackson stepped out of bounds. And I think he's going to have a first down to the 7-yard line, and he does. So it'll be first and goal for Northern Michigan with 6.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter.
Well, big pass play and the pass interference as well. Got this drive started, and now Northern Michigan has to make this interesting again here with they're able to cash in on this drive.
First down from the 7. They'll bring Jackson in motion, three receivers left. They'll throw it over here, caught by Crum at the 10, turns up to the 5. Panthers bring him down right there. Got Simmerling again over there on the tackle. I feel like I've said Gus's name a lot today, and that'll be his 10th tackle of the day. Nick Isaacs will run off here for ODU as they bring in an extra defensive back. 5:45 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Brown will bring a man in motion to the right, making it two available receivers to either side on second and goal from the 5. Brown slant over the middle, and it's knocked down by Dwayne Gordon Jr., and a late flag is going to come in. That's going to come from deep in the back left corner. The official there apparently thought that Dwayne was on the back of the intended receiver, and so pass interference here will make it first and goal.
It's tough to tell again from our vantage point. So long ways away. They called for holding. So that was, they said he did something before the pass.
He was coming out of the break.
Which, very well could have been. When the ball was there, that part certainly looked clean. But, he might have grabbed him coming out of the break.
So it'll be first and goal from between the 2 and 3. Panthers lead here 38-21. Aaron Harris is in the backfield. Brown will clap 3 times, takes the snap, gives to Harris, and ran into somebody who brought him down. Harris didn't get there.
Cameron Moore was blitzing in that gap between the guard and center.
Gain of a yard. It'll be second and goal from the 1 now for Northern. At the very least, the Panthers are making them use time here. With Northern trailing by 17 points, we're closing in on 5 minutes to go in the game. Mayon is back out there at running back. Three receivers left, ball near side hash mark for Shea Brown. Takes the snap, will throw over here, and he overshoots the intended receiver in Billy Akins. If that wasn't so overthrown, would have had another interception. It'll be third down and goal. Paris Woods was the intended receiver.
Yeah, Woods stopped on the route. Brown thought it was going to be a fade to the back corner, and Woods just kind of ran a little hitch right in the middle of the end zone.
Woods leads them with 8 touchdowns this season. Brown came in with 13. Third and goal from the 1. Panthers are bunching things up there at the line of scrimmage with Thompson and Cameron Moore and Marquise Tyus trying to fill those gaps. Third down play. They give it to Mayon. He's going to make his way toward the goal line, and he's in for a Northern Michigan touchdown. So another rushing touchdown for Jake Mayon. Northern Michigan continues to hang around here with 4:55 to play in the game.
Yeah, nothing, again, too creative about that play. It was just kind of man-on-man up front. And Mayon able to kind of squirt his way free and into the end zone for the score.
Mayon now with touchdown runs of 5, of 3, and now 1. So a three-touchdown day today for Mahon, who had eight coming in. Extra point by Blackburn is good. Timeout on the field, 4:55 to play in the game. Ohio Dominican 38, Northern Michigan 28 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's two more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings. No better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brent Ford back here at the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 studios. A final for you. Northwood defeats Michigan Tech 17-3. And at halftime, Ashland is on top of Kentucky Wesleyan 42-0. Grand Valley State has a touchdown lead over Hillsdale 14-7. Let's go back out to Todd. Scott.
So what makes less sense? Northwood winning or Michigan Tech losing that game? Or is it equally the same?
I will say this, Todd. Tough to win on the road in the GLIAC.
Michigan Tech with 3 points today against Northwood.
That, I can't explain it.
Northwood's baffling this year.
They
played everybody that is perceived to be really good in this conference really tough.
Yep.
Yet they have now just 2 wins. They're 2-6.
Hopefully the GMAC makes a little bit more sense than the GLIAC with how some of this stuff works. Because I am confused.
Timeout Ohio Dominican as Tyler Blackburn was a couple of yards away from striking the football as the Panthers were anticipating a potential onside kick. I think he wanted to see. You know what? It's almost like, you know, with a runner on and you're trying to see if the guy's going to give it away by showing bunt.
Yep.
I think Coach Cummings waited for them to take off to see if they were going to show that they might have had some sort of onside kick going, and then he called the timeout.
Well, you know, this is a critical part of the ball game. Just under 5 minutes left. You've got the two-possession lead. You can't make any mistakes here. Both teams with two timeouts. You know, offensively, the key thing, obviously, you want to get a couple of first downs and try to at least run it out. But at a minimum, you cannot turn the ball over. You cannot give Northern Michigan new life here on this possession. The Wildcats have 255 yards of offense here in this second half, of which about 200 of those have been in the air. So they've been able to start clicking offensively and, you know, and hopefully whatever it is, an onside kick or if they do kick it deep, this is a chance here for the offense to, for the ODU offense to, you know, put its final stamp on the game and either get a score or do something to try to run out the final few minutes here.
So Blackburn has the ball again teed up virtually in the center of the field. Panthers have their hands, team out there. David Turner standing at the 20. Blackburn will approach. Onside kick it towards the ODU sideline. It'll bounce up into the air. One of the Panthers should have caught it and didn't. It then fell to the ground. Nobody is giving any indication of who has it. I think it might have been Justin Davis. It is ODU ball.
Yep.
Justin Davis that might have tried to catch that out of the air.
Yep. And then McCooch fell on it.
So the Panthers dodge a little bit of a bullet right there. And the Panthers will have it at the 49-yard line on the onside kick try by Northern. And now ODU with a 10-point lead and 4:53 to go in the game can try and put this one away with a couple of first downs.
The Panthers are averaging 4.2 yards per carry. Defensively, Northern Michigan coming into this game was giving up 6.6 yards per rushing attempt. ODU's got 129 yards on the ground. Northern Michigan defensively allowing 321 per game.
First down and 10 from the 49-yard line. They hand it to E.J. Colson, sweeping to the near side. Cuts up at midfield, and he'll be dropped at the 49-yard line. So a very short gain. Isaiah Williams for ODU out there for the first time today. Redshirt sophomore wide receiver out of Northmont. He was out there along with Matt Barber as they kind of went to a bigger lineup. So they went two tight ends on the play. So it'll be second down and 8 and then went with a bigger receiver in Williams. Now they'll go back to their usual lineup. Three receivers right, one over here to the near side on second down and nine. E.J. Colson lines up behind Grant Russell, watches that play clock tick down. Now we'll shift Colson to his right, and Grant will keep it on his own read, and they've got a big bear hug on him, and he's only going to get to the 47-yard line. It'll bring up third down and long now for Ohio Dominican. That was James Brown on the tackle for Northern Michigan.
Well, might be a time that you see the Panthers put the ball in the air here. Two runs, only netted 4 yards. Had success throwing the football, especially on third down.
Now you've got the league's leader in completion percentage out there at quarterback, and the Panthers' short passing game has been solid today. I would expect them to go to the air right here. Get that first down and try and put this away. Third down, Colson will line up to the right of Russell. Wildcats are blitzing. Grant, play action pass, throws to a wide open Contini, caught it at the 35. He'll be wrapped up and tackled right there, and that will move it for the Panthers. And again, Grant, with his size, he can see over those blitzers. Confidence with Corey Contini right now, that was an easy play to convert the third down for ODU.
Well, and it was just about a max protection there. There was at least seven guys in there to block, and only two receivers,
yeah.
Dar and Corey, really out there running routes. And, you know, just trusting that Corey is going to beat his guy one-on-one, which he did. And the protection was able to hold up long enough against the Wildcats' pressure. Big first downs. We're under 3 minutes to go.
From the 35 of Northern, first down and 10. Russell takes it. He'll give it off to E.J. Colson, lowers his head right up into the hole, and will pick up three. So that was, what, third that timeout coming here for Northern Michigan. That was like a, what, it was a third and five,
third,
right?
Six.
Third and six. That would be third and middle, right, according to this little stat thing that you put in here this week. And Grant, coming into today, was 12 of 17, 70% on third and mid-range, and that was another one right there. I mean, on a money-type play, he's been really good this year.
Absolutely, and his top target on those third down pass plays has been Corey Cantini.
Yep.
He's on third down plays coming into today. He had attempted 27 passes in Corey's direction, and so and Dar was next on the team with 12 passes in his direction on third down plays. So that's the go-to guy. Corey's really emerged as an elite receiver in this league here just as a sophomore, and stepped up and delivered with a career high in receiving here this afternoon.
You get what, in essence, is a veteran in JT McFarland back next year after missing this year with an injury that sidelined him back in fall camp. He was really going to be the expected target for Grant Russell this year. And if you add him back to this mix, may not have enough footballs to go around for ODU.
And McFarland, especially a guy on a third down play. That
he was another possession guy, yep. Second down and eight after the Northern Michigan timeout. It's Colson again straight through the middle, right up into the hole, makes his way to the 30-yard line. And another timeout coming. Darrell Williams makes the tackle for Northern Michigan. It will be third down and five on the next play for ODU.
So Cantini now up to 11 catches for 171 yards. 11 catches, that's tied for the eighth most in ODU single game history. And 171 yards, that's the ninth most in ODU single game history as well.
But that there's what's the most?
Dez had 187 yards receiving.
Isn't that interesting? So you just said that was the ninth most?
Yes.
So only, what, 18 yards separate one from nine?
Yep, big bunch there between Justin Sayer, 170-yard game at Urbana back in 2007. Did you do that game?
What year, 2007?
November 3rd.
I did not.
Okay. Yeah, the Josh Smart against McKendree with 173 yards in 2008.
I did that one.
Jared Stace against St. Xavier in 2007 with 176 yards. You had a couple more Dez Stewart games in there. A Joe Farfsing game.
Oh!
178 yards against Urbana in that same 2007 game. So, Josh Smart, 185 yards against the Cumberlands in 2007 playoff game. And then Dez against Georgetown in 2013.
Third down and five. Panthers need the 25 for a first down. It is Colson straight through the middle, and he's got the first down. They opened up just enough of a crease. And E.J., boy, he just took it right through the middle of the hole. Dropped down a yard past the line of scrimmage by safety Julian Hornbrock. And the Panthers will have a first and 10 with 2:20 and counting here in the fourth quarter.
Well, and I think that time on the last possession or last play or last third down play, I should say, third and similar yardage, and ODU went to the air, and I think Northern Michigan was kind of back on their heels a little bit on that running play, and it was just straight power right up the middle, and Colson, full head of steam, able to get the yardage for the first down.
So first down and 10, two receivers right, Colson in the backfield. And they'll hand it off to EJ, and he will work forward, and he's going to be pulled backwards. And he got back to the line of scrimmage on the play. For EJ Colson, career highs today in rushing attempts, and I'm going to assume in yards as well. And he's got a receiving touchdown as well. EJ, 23, he's going to get 100 yards today if he hurries. Second down and 8. Colson got one, so he's got 24 carries for 93 yards here on the day. And the Panthers, I think, are going to line it up here. I thought they were going to burn a timeout, maybe just a little bit disjointed, but they're going to run the play on third down, or on second down and 9. It'll be Grant Russell just taking it himself right up the middle, and he's going to carry for another first down inside the 15-yard line. So the Panthers, with that first down run right there, we'll be able to take a knee one more time as they will line up in the victory formation, and they are going to win their fourth consecutive game on the road after being shut out to start the season at Ferris State. The Panthers have come back with road wins at Findlay, Saginaw Valley, Lake Erie, and now Northern Michigan, and one more road game next week at Walsh. Against a winless Cavalier team as Grant Russell takes it, flips it back to Contini, who hands it to the official, and that'll be the last play today for Ohio Dominican. The Panthers win convincingly on the road, jumped out early on Northern Michigan, and they will walk away with a 38-28 victory today over the Wildcats. Stay with us. Our postgame show coming up. Comments from down on the field from coaches and players after we start things in our postgame back at the studios with Brent and with Matt.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Like you said, 38-28 win for Northern Michigan. When we come back in this break, we'll have the Buffalo Wild Wings postgame show, and we'll hear from head coach Kelly Cummings. We'll send it back out to the Superior Dome, and we'll have more of the GLIAC scoreboard updates for you here in the studio on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
You know what makes me happy? Football. You know what else makes me happy? Buffalo Wild Wing Happy Hour. Not only can you catch up on the latest news and fantasy pickups, but you can choose from their awesome discounted menu. For just $4, you can score shareables like three tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, or roasted garlic mushrooms. Before, it was my favorite place for football. Now, it's just my favorite place. Buffalo Wild Wings, at the corner of Morris and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Your online broadcast home of Ohio Dominican Athletics is PressBoxProductions.net. During the football season, you'll get up-to-the-minute information with Panthers Daily. Archives of every game, including condensed highlight versions of every game, become available the following Monday. And don't forget to vote in the weekly fan polls. Just visit the opponent's game page for all the audio. Plus, every Thursday during the season at 7 p.m., it's Inside Panthers Football with Todd Bell and Matt Natale. Don't miss a minute of the action. Go to PressBoxProductions.net today.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained to prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000. Or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
Brent Ford, Matt Metalli back here in the studio at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. And Ohio Dominican gets the win 38-28 over Northern Michigan in the Superior Dome. And let's go back out to the Dome and talk with Todd Bell and Scott Miles.
All right, thank you very much, Brent, as the Panthers are victorious today here, 38-28. A jumped out on top by a score of 14-0 to get the game started today. A turnover on Northern's first possession of the game really kind of keyed things for ODU, got them to a two-score lead, and really they were able to kind of, I won't say coast or cruise, but never was really challenged or threatened by Northern after that. They did get it back to 14-7, but after that the Panthers scored to make it 21-7, and they rolled from there. ODU ended up running 73 plays for 539 yards of total offense. Northern Michigan today, 64 plays for 397 yards of total offense on the day. Grant Russell, you remember, started 20 for 20. He ended up only throwing 4 incompletions today, 31 of 35 for 384 yards and 4 touchdowns today. E.J. Colson, a career high, 24 rushes for 93 yards and a touchdown. He also had a receiving touchdown today. He had 5 catches, so 29 touches today for E.J. Colson, and he had 169 yards of total offense. So a big day for the redshirt freshman as well. Aaron Stevens had 2 touchdown receptions on the afternoon. So it was a good day all the way around offensively for Ohio Dominican. And we go down to the sidelines. Scott has caught up with Coach Cummings.
Hey, Coach Kelly Cummings, and a great victory here. You guys were able to respond every time Northern Michigan put points up in the second half. You guys had to respond and able to run out the final 4:55 of the clock on offense. That's got to make you feel pretty good, right?
Yeah, our offense just flat out lined up and whooped them that whole first half, and I think they just ran their legs off of them. And so, you know, into the third and the fourth quarter, I mean, you could really tell a difference. Now, they had a couple of key stops and all those things, but, you know, they unhinged us once or twice, but, you know, we never got off the tracks there, and we did a great job running the ball today, believe it or not. EJ and you know, all of our backs had pretty significant touches, and then obviously Grant, he had some big carries there too.
And Grant throwing the football, almost 400 yards passing, and this was a team, Northern Michigan defensively, that was number one in the conference in pass defense. They've been gouged a little bit by the run, but how were you guys able to exploit them a little bit through the passing attack?
Well, we kind of knew when we came out, you know, when we watched them, we said, you know, if they're playing a lot of man coverage, then they have zero respect for your receivers. They play a lot more zone than they have plenty of respect. And so we got the zones from for most of the game. And so it was great. You know, Grant, he made a couple of tremendous throws. And then I'm telling you what, we had a couple of receivers make some phenomenal catches. And, you know, Corey Contini there on the sideline, I mean, I don't think I've seen a better catch than that this year at any level.
And defensively, Northern Michigan, they're gonna challenge you because they're spreading the field. They're going outside a lot and forcing your defenders to make a lot of one-on-one plays themselves. How was your defense able to step up and handle that challenge?
They did a good job for the most part. I thought Coach Jake put together a good plan. They hit the coverage and all those things, and then we got tired there and, you know, late in the third, early in the fourth, and, you know, we should have lined up in a disguise and we didn't, and, you know, one play shot for a touchdown, and it was more, it looked like our linebacker screwed up, but it was really our secondary. Again, we were tired. We kind of lost focus there on what we needed to do and, you know, gave that one up, but he did a good job of mixing up coverages and giving them a variety of looks, and that's what you got to do to an offense like Northern Michigan that looks at your coverage and just double calls all of their plays. So good job by him changing those calls and rolling with the punches.
All right, Coach Cummings, congratulations on the win. Safe travels all the way back down south to Columbus.
Yeah, thanks. I'm ready to get out. I never thought I'd call Columbus the south anymore, but yeah, I'm ready to come home. Let's go.
Hey, Coach Kelly Cummings.
All right, Scotty, thank you very much. Panthers victorious here today by a final count of 38-28. And again, they did a great job on this offense of Northern Michigan. The run game today, they were able to limit the Northern Michigan running attack. I can never find it. They held them to, 4.7 yards per rush. They had 5 rushing touchdowns. And I just can't find the running yardage. Either way, I'll have it for you in a moment because I know Gus Dimmerling had a big role in the defense today at 9 tackles, 7 solo tackles, and 1 tackle for loss, and he's standing by with Scott.
Gus, a great game defensively for you guys, especially in the first half. You're able to limit Northern Michigan just 7 points and about 140 yards in the first half. What was the mindset for you guys on the defensive side coming into this game?
We knew coming into this game that Northern Michigan is a very dangerous offense, and if we let them, then they'll go off and they'll score a lot of points. So we came into the game strong and played really hard, And we just got to do a better job of coming out at halftime and really keeping the same tone as we started out in the first half.
How much pressure does that put on you guys as a defense where they're really attacking the perimeter on the outside, a lot of those quick throws on the outside? You have to make a lot of one-on-one plays as a defender. How difficult is that for you to kind of prepare for and then execute?
I mean, you really just got to be confident. You got to come up. You got to have great footwork. You got to fit your hole. You got to have trust in all your teammates that they're going to fit their holes. So really it's just having trust in your teammates and then coming up and having good footwork and just making a play.
All right, Gus, congratulations on the win. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Panthers win today by a final score of 38-28, and did find it 94 yards rushing today was all for Northern Michigan, an offense that really enjoys rushing the football. Corey Contini, the last couple of weeks in the first half, has been pretty much unstoppable. He had another big first half today and finished with 11 catches, 171 yards receiving. He had a long of 64. That was a touchdown, and he's hanging out with Scotty.
Corey, another great game for you on the receiving end. Career high, 11 catches, 171 yards. Especially in the first half of these games, you and Grant really seem to be finding your connection. How have you seen the passing game really kind of grow over the last few weeks?
Well, I'd say it's all preparation. We can, you know, get our film in throughout the week. We have a great idea of what they're going to do when we come out here. So whenever they show it, you know, we know it's going to be open. And we call the plays that we need to call. And then when they go in the halftime, obviously they're going to make adjustments. And that's when we, you know, focus on other guys. Like EJ Coulson had a huge second half for us today. And it's all preparation. And we know that you play how you practice. So we put a good week together this week in practice. And we traveled really well. And it just feels good to get a win all the way up here.
You mentioned that balance offensively. EJ Coulson, both in the running game and in the receiving game, a couple big plays. Dar in the second half, a couple nice plays, especially on some third downs. You know, how important is that to have such a variety of options that you can go to offensively?
That's a huge deal. I mean, we have quick hitters all over the field. EJ broke a long run here, caught one over here on a screen, took it to the house, and Dar's making plays all over the field. You know, we can call on a lot of guys to make plays for us, and that's what makes us so good.
Quarterback Grant Russell started the game completing his first 20 passes before an incompletion. Obviously, you played a big hand in that as well, but talk a little bit about Grant's performance and how well he was able to step up and perform.
Grant, he's done a great job all year, especially today. Came out, he threw how many, four touchdowns. Yeah, he's been doing a great job leading our offense. We're trying to go quick on all of our stuff. We have different cadences for all of our plays, so he does a good job of, you know, manning everyone down and make sure everyone knows their assignment.
All right, Corey, congratulations on the win. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
All right, back to you.
All right, Scott, thank you very much. I'll let you get off the field here before you're about to get run over by the band. So you're in harm's way down there. I'll get your final thoughts, though, as you're walking off the field.
Well, it was a pretty good performance, I think, overall, both sides. And, offensively, they were able to do enough to, in the second half, every time Northern Michigan scored, offensively, we had a response. And, the defense played really well, especially in that first half. ODU able to get that quick lead and able to play from in front, as we would like to say, and hold on for the victory.
All right, thank you very much. Good job today, and you've got some more work to do, so I'll let you get back up here and take care of that as well. Panthers win today by a final score of 38-28. We'll invite you to go to OhioDominicanPanthers.com here coming up in just a little bit, as Scott will have the complete game recap, and we'll also have the box score of today's game as well. Brett and Matt will wrap things up back in our studios in Columbus coming up on the other side of this. And as for now, we remind you the final score was Ohio Dominican 38, Northern Michigan 28. We'll join you next week as the Panthers will take on the Walsh Cavaliers. It'll be a noon kickoff from Memorial Stadium in North Canton. Our pregame will come your way at 11:30. For Scott Miles, this is Todd Bell saying so long today from the Superior Dome in Marquette, where it's a great day to be a Panther.